Nancy Patterson was one of the chief strategists for the War Crimes Tribunal and co-author of its indictment against Milosevic. She says his position as Yugoslavia's president shaped the kind of case the tribunal is prosecuting.
What we have to be able to prove is that he, one, was in a position of authority, that the people under him reported to him, could take orders from him. And we only have to prove that he knew that crimes were being committed, and that once he knew the crimes were being committed, he either failed to stop the crimes or failed to take action to punish the perpetrators after the fact. If, obviously, we could prove he gave specific orders, that would be all the better. But he can still be convicted without evidence of actual issuance of orders.
What's the evidence directly tying Milosevic to crimes against humanity? I can't imagine he signed any papers.
Well, no, they're not, or at least not that I'm aware of. Of course, we did have access when we were able to get into Kosovo right after the war to some documents, although not surprisingly, the Serbs had destroyed an awful lot of them before they left. Other entities had gone in and collected some of the documents before we got there. But of course, recently, now that we've been getting more cooperation from the government of Serbia, there's the prospect of getting access to some of their documents. I can't really comment on whether that has happened or it will happen, but there could be some significant documents there.
Prosecutors might ask NATO members for access to sensitive intelligence materials to help link Milosevic to atrocities. Is the tribunal not likely to gain that access?
Well, obviously, that's a very sensitive subject, and I'm limited to a certain extent how much I can comment on that. It was discussed at the time the indictment was issued by some of the countries and by Judge Arbour that we were getting cooperation from a number of countries and from NATO, more so than we had before. We did get access to certain sensitive information. Now, there's two ways that you can use that information. In some cases, they provide it as simply a way to assist us in the ongoing investigation, but they put limitations on its use. They say, you can look at this, and if this helps you get leads, if it helps confirm some of the things that you suspect, great, but you can't use it in court, and you can never disclose publicly that this information was shared with you. In other cases, they may give permission to use it in court. Depending on how sensitive the information is, will depend on how we can use it. Obviously, they're not going to want it used in open court, but there are provisions for having closed sessions. Different countries put different restrictions on it. There are obvious reasons why they have to protect that information. They have sources on the ground that they don't want to reveal. They don't want to expose them to danger. They don't want to reveal how they actually collect this information. So there are legitimate restrictions put on it.
Milosevic is charged with crimes committed in Kosovo. Not Bosnia, not Croatia, only Kosovo. Why?
Well, in Kosovo, there was a clear chain of command leading to Milosevic. At the time the Kosovo War happened, he was the president of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. And as such, you can look to the constitution, you can look to the laws and see that he was the commander-in-chief. So even if we couldn't prove anything else, we could prove this chain of command. In Bosnia and Croatia, at that time that those wars were going on, he was the president of Serbia. And technically, he had no official authority over any of the groups that were operating in Bosnia. So it's a much more complicated case in that respect. But I can say that the tribunal has been working diligently on those, and I know they're optimistic that they will be able to issue some indictments in the coming months.
Tell me about witnesses.
Well, of course, for what we call the crime scene evidence, those witnesses will primarily be the people from Kosovo who lost their family members and people who were expelled. For the other part of the case, the command and control aspect of the case, that's where it becomes more delicate. Obviously, almost any government official or diplomat who had dealings with Milosevic over the last 10 or 12 years could be a potential witness. We need them to come in and explain, you know, how they dealt with him, how he illustrated to them the kind of power and authority he had. So that remains to be seen exactly who will be made available, who will be willing to come in and testify.
And they have to be volunteers? There's no subpoena power for an international tribunal?
No, unfortunately they're not. And this is one of the frustrations of the tribunal. But I think they're confident that they'll be able to come up with enough people that will come in and be willing to testify.
What about the other important war crime suspects who remain at large?
Well, of course, as of today, the other four indicted with him are still at large. I know from reading in the papers myself that there's speculation that at least one or more of them may be coming to The Hague in the near future. And then there are dozens of others out there as well who've been indicted, both publicly and in sealed indictments, a number of whom are in, we know for a fact, are in Yugoslavia. Some of them are very terrible war criminals who've committed some terrible atrocities. So we're very hopeful that this cooperation will continue and we'll get not only the other four indicted with him, but some of these others.
And apparently they're not hard to find. I mean, I've read accounts of sightings of several of them.
Well, yes, no. Some of them, I think, are probably fairly easy to find. I know a number of reporters have been able to track them down with very little problem. A number of NGOs and humanitarian groups have been able to locate them. In some cases, we've had information that we've passed on to different authorities where we felt we knew where they were or had been. But it's hard to believe that the government doesn't know where they are.
Former War Crimes Tribunal prosecutor Nancy Patterson.